Oh my gosh, I am so sorry I've been gone for so long. A lot has happened in my life since my last episode. And I had plans to return in January, and like things just went crazy. I bought a new home. We moved into our new our dream home. My TikTok exploded. The last time I had an episode, I had less than 1 million followers. Now I'm close to 2 million followers. It's crazy. And then my wife was diagnosed with cancer. So our life has been quite bizarre. So I need to restructure things. Restructure how I do my podcast. And I finally came up with a way. So now I'm back on a weekly basis, talking about stories, talking about what women go through, and how we as men can be better. I want you to remember, I don't tell these stories to attack men, to make fun of them. I tell these stories to open our eyes as to what's happening behind the scenes. So this week, going to tell a story of a woman. It's just unbelievable. I don't quite get it. But going to tell a story of a woman who was abused when she was younger, as a child, and how that abuse affects her marriage today. Let's get started.
The following episode contains subject matter that may not be suitable for all audiences. The stories and quotes you're about to hear are real. Parental discretion is advised.
Just a heads up. This is a trigger warning, a sensitive subject, especially for those of you who may have been abused by a man in your life, in your childhood. But this comes from one of my many, many followers. And I think I shared this story a long time ago, but I revisited it, and I feel like it needs to be told again. When I was 13, my father would abuse me. Once he even broke my nose. And unfortunately, this continued for many, many years. When I turned 17, now listen to this. I was abused by an older man. When he was done with me, he watched me in the bathroom to make sure I cleaned off all the evidence. Today, I'm now 25 years old. I have an amazing husband. For her to be able to even just get past that type of abuse and find an amazing man and get married, I can't imagine the journey just to get to that point. But listen to this. And men, this is what abuse to children do. Listen to this. My husband always protects me, but still to this day, because of my past, I will never trust my husband. You know, I get so many comments from men on my channels that I'm giving men a bad name, that I'm a hater of men. I am not a hater of men. What angers me is these stories aren't told more often by men. And then the good men out there, they have to struggle with the wives that they have like this. So this woman finds an amazing man who protects her. A good man, and because of terrible men in her past, he can only get so far with her. And y'all are hating on me. Y'all are hating on me. Here's one more story. And a part of my new podcast format is to be a little bit shorter. Maybe a car ride from home to work, or from work to home, or from work to whatever's your favorite store. But here's one more story. I wasn't allowed to have any male friends. And I certainly wasn't allowed to have any male friends on social media unless I could prove that they were gay and related to me. Not allowed to be friends with any married friends because my husband was convinced that any married male friends would cheat on their wives. He would threaten to leave if our baby had a mental or physical disability. And he wanted to terminate the pregnancy if we knew about that disability before birth. I couldn't go out with friends. I couldn't ask for help. I had to get a better paying job to contribute to the finances, and all I had to do, and I had to do all of the housework, and I had to care for everyone in our home all the time. And if you're a mom, you know that's a 24 hours a day, 7 day a week job. One night, he woke me up after playing games all night. And he forced himself upon me. He would do this every time he went out drinking. Finally, a few years ago, the best thing happened ever in my life. He asked for a divorce. These people send these stories in anonymously. A lot of people say, "Why do you do this?" One commenter even said, "You're turning against your own kind." As in men, me telling these stories, I'm turning against my own kind. And I ask you this, what do these women gain from lying? And who else is telling these stories? There may be someone out there. I don't know. But it's not enough. We as a society have to stand up and say, this has to stop.
So tired of looking for the bright side. I'm done trying to love something I can't find. Who I used to know, you are just not you.
Well, if you've got a story, find me on one of my platforms. Comment, send me a DM. I try to read as many as I can. I try to filter through those bad ones to find the good ones. Just know God is good, y'all. I know it's hard. During difficult times, I'm going through it. I'm going through it myself. It's hard. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. But God is good. Love you guys.
If you're looking for encouragement, community, and a voice for your situation, find us on your favorite social media site by searching @TheRobbieHarvey.